I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
With Jim Price coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, we'll be joined by Professor Claudia Kotka. She is a professor at the Liberty University, DDS, meaning that she is a dentist. She is also running a forum on toxicology, and we will be talking with her specifically. She does a symposium on pharmacology, therapeutics, toxicology, presenting the threshold clinical toxicity and characterization in clinical protocols. These are big words, folks. These are big words. At any rate, we'll be talking about the opioid crisis. We'll be talking about injections. We'll be talking about big pharma and what they're hiding from us. All that coming up at the top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long joins me. How wokeism and CRT have become the possibly the new socialist religion. We'll talk with our friend Matt about that. Is it a religion? And what does that mean for us, and how it is influencing our world today? So we'll talk to Matt Long about that. Again, want to remind you, if you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, I've got an article up at the Daily Torch, The Root of American Conservatism, and I really encourage you to give that article a read. I think that you will... It follows along. If you listen to my program with any regularity, it gives you an idea of what I talk about here in a much more definitive way, I guess you could say. But I think it's worthy of your time to read. I've had good response to it. And we need to increase some traffic over at dailytorch.com. So please check out The True Root of American Conservatism, published at the Daily Torch. All right, I want to welcome my next guest, my first guest of the day. Very excited to have him back with me. He is the station chief, retired CIA station chief from the area that was formerly known as the Soviet Union. He arrived on scene just after the fall of the wall, but was with the CIA during all of those years. And I want to welcome Scott Uhlinger to the program. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pastor Greg.
Well, sir, so lots happening. The Ukrainians are making some significantly huge gains, by the way. You know, Russia was doing everything it could, going to the table and increasing their bombing runs and so on. But I sent you some information, and I came across some information that really aligns with what I think you and I both know as the kinds of Russian disinformation campaigns that they use. Let me read you this real quick, folks.
Exactly.
Due to increase of the cases of Russian troops becoming POW in the events of special military operation in Ukraine, and publications in different media of the cases of benevolent treatment of POWs in the territory of Ukraine, which in its turn increases the feeling of RF troops that they can avoid their responsibility of their military duty in the territory of Ukraine, there's an order that's given. And the bottom line is the order is, let's change the narrative by creating lies, disinformation about the Ukrainian army, about how the Ukrainians are treating Russians, about how the Ukrainians are treating their own citizens. Let's change the narrative, because if the truth came out, we'd be in bigger trouble than we're already in.
That's right, Pastor Greg. It's right. Even it's absolutely believable. Having looked at it, this is the way the Russians operate.
They've been doing this. I mean, this is typical disinformation campaigns. You know, they.
Right.
I have talked with friends, Pastor Vitali, and I got a check. I didn't get a chance to look this morning, but you know, they apparently dropped bombs in an area that knocked out a lot of the internet and the telecommunications, and they went after that in the Ukraine. I don't know if that's impacting his ability to share with us now at this point, but his mom is in Russia. And he was saying that he literally had to go outside and take pictures and show her and let her listen to the bombs exploding around his village, and take photographs of, you know, of him going and giving aid to people, because they actually were
taking their van and driving, which is very dangerous, but they were driving to places to get aid, to bring it back to his village, but to communities around him that are in dire need of assistance as well. He's doing what a pastor does. He's doing ministry in the midst of a war. But he had to show pictures in order to get her.
To his own mother. That, right, and that shows you, and that absolutely jives with things I've heard, although I don't have that from like a first person source like you do, Pastor Greg. So that's it. The more you hear it, actually, the more astonishing it is. But, you know, the average Russian compared to, I don't care who, whether it's a Latvian, a Tajik, a Czech, a Pole, 80% of them get their news exclusively from television. So not even like a small percentage of those 80% get it from the internet. Maybe the other 20% of the younger population. So these people get their when you get only your sole source information is television, and you've got the monopoly on communication in Russia for 15 years under Putin, then it shows you how thoroughly propagandized people can be. That even their own son, who's a minister of all things, cannot be believed. He has to provide photographic evidence. It's really astonishing.
Well, and to that end, you know, we've got folks too outside. I mean, there's a huge split within the conservative world about, oh, who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. It blows my mind listening to some of these people suggesting that Vladimir Putin could in any way be a good guy here.
Yeah, it is kind of strange, Pastor Greg. See, like people like you and I, we've had a lot of experience with Russia even before we entered the lives that we're in right now. And so, you know, I had a whole career dealing with this stuff. And I am a political person, as we both know. But at the same time, I'm not really letting my politics affect my view. My view of Russia is a clear-eyed view based on what I've seen in my life.
Right.
It's not colored by my politics that much, but I guess these other people in the conservative community who have no experience with Russia, they can't see Russia except through a political lens that's messing up their perception. Right, exactly. So there are some people in the conservative community who are like coming up with some pretty odd conclusions. You know, Russia is not the good guy here. Russia. You know, I've spent an entire career dedicated to, like the study and the targeting of Russia, say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a different perspective. But the idea that the United States provoked this attack or something, it's utterly ridiculous.
Well, it's just as ridiculous, honestly. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me throw this in real quick, and then I want to give it right back to you. It's just as idiotic as the idea that if the United States would just stay out of the Middle East, Iran and ISIS and all of those entities are not going to attack what they call the Great Satan and have called us that since the 1700s. But no, if we stay out of there, you know, it's our fault because we're messing around in their world.
Right. It's true. Right. It's a very limited view. And it's people who don't understand the history at all. You know, so like there's constantly like the one thing that comes up a lot on my, I'm on a lot of TV stuff. And it comes up like, oh, well, you know, the United States and, you know, we said we wouldn't expand NATO and all of this stuff after the wall fell in Russia. It cannot be true because for one thing, it sounds like Russian propaganda because think about what it's saying. It's saying that America, you know, NATO is an organization of 30 countries and then it was of 20 countries. The United States was never going to say, oh, by the way, we're not going to allow any country that wishes to join NATO. We're not going to allow that because we want to keep Russia happy. That doesn't make any sense. And it's typical of the Russians that, well, see, you know, you have your sphere of influence and I have my sphere of influence. But the bottom line is that the U.S. did not, quote, expand NATO. It's not like we had people begging the Poles to come into NATO. It's because these countries, given their tragic past with the Soviet Union and Russia, they live in a bad neighborhood. and Russia is a bad neighbor. Ask
Hello.
Anyone who's lived in that area for 300 years.
Thank you.
And they want an alarm system on their house. And the alarm system is NATO. So as I say to my wife, you know, basically, when if you have a nice house and you're getting a state-of-the-art alarm system and your neighbor comes over and is extremely angry that you have installed a modern alarm system in your house, what would be your reaction as a neighbor? You'd be like, why do you care? And why is it so important to you that I not have an alarm system installed? Do you plan on robbing me? What other conclusion can I possibly draw?
Exactly.
Why are you annoyed that I'm having a good alarm system put in my house? And that's what we're talking about. You got to do what you have to do. And if your neighbor has a problem with it, well, I guess he's going to have a problem with it. So Russia's always had a problem with, you know, Poland going into NATO or Romania. But, you know, that's their problem. It's if they were better neighbors, the problem wouldn't exist.
Hello. What's and that part is really ridiculous. I'm glad you bring it up that way, because I've listened to people and they're like, well, you know, Putin was justified because they were going to try and put Ukraine into NATO and you know, how would you feel if, excuse me, how would I feel if what? Just what you said. If I put an alarm on my house and my neighbor came over and complained about the fact, I've got alarm, I've got cameras, and I've got lights. And if my neighbors don't like that,
right,
that's my neighbor's problem. That's not my problem.
Right.
That's the neighbor's
right.
problem.
And then also, right, how would you feel if the Russians put troops in Mexico? But see, they won't put troops in Mexico because, see, the United States is a better neighbor, not a perfect neighbor, but the United States is a better neighbor than Russia is.
Well,
so
but the
we
Chinese,
would not be in that position.
The Chinese put troops in Mexico, it should be noted. The Chinese actually have had troops down in Mexico. And you know, the ineptitude of Obama and his administration.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, Scott Uehling, a retired CIA station chief. You know, I wish we should have been on during that entire conversation we were just having, because every bit of it is so critically important, I think, for my audience to... to be aware of relative to all the disinformation that's taking place. And, you know, when you look at, for example, Zelensky, there are people that are out there that are putting out that Zelensky was put in by Soros and the CIA. But the date they're saying that he was put in is 2014. He wasn't. Folks, he wasn't elected until 2019. He was elected to the Ukrainian presidency during President Trump's presidency. President Trump endorsed him as a candidate, and Zelensky supported Trump. Well, he didn't come over here and testify. No, but he did in fact say that there was nothing that President Trump said that was inappropriate, that President Trump simply saying to him, good luck with cleaning out the corruption in your country. I wish you the very best, because he was dealing with his own deep state issues here, and he wasn't able to resolve those in 4 years. And people think that somehow Zelensky, with Russia, as you've described them, a very bad neighbor, with Russia as a bad neighbor, helping the deep state in the Ukraine, which has been the problem for over 100 years, and it's expected that somehow Zelensky was going to root out all of that corruption, and so now any corruption is somehow linked to Zelensky. It's not using your noggin, folks. It's just not using your noggin.
Right, exactly. And I mean, you know, no one is saying that, you know, Ukraine is a perfect Jeffersonian democracy, but certainly neither are we. And so, but the other thing that comes up a little bit, so I should address it, because you didn't exactly, is, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. Now, of course, it's all really bad stuff. And, but people have to understand that. So let's say it's all true, right? The laptop stuff, I will assume it's true. Just because Hunter Biden was taking payments from Ukrainian oligarchs does not mean that suddenly the Ukrainians are the bad guys here. Because, you know, like, basically, you know, some corrupt businessmen in Ukraine should not color everybody's judgment of, okay, well, all of Ukraine is corrupt and Putin is right. That makes no logical sense. So, like, that's part of it, too, because there is some Ukrainian corruption involved with the Biden family. But that does not mean that supporting the Ukrainians is not the right thing to do.
in the same way that we have corruption. Look, we've got political prisoners. In my opinion, the January 6 people that are sitting in the gulags in Washington, D.C. are political prisoners. And this administration has targeted individuals like you, like me. You know, if you're a white, what do they call them? A white cisgendered male. Somehow now, you know, I was watching a movie called One Shot. It's a movie, but in it, they're talking about how they're closing down a base where they were holding terrorists, and one of the characters says, "New administration, new target, domestic terrorists," and then he said, "I'm just going to leave it at that." Well, it's interesting the writer was able to sneak that in, but we know that's a reality, and the domestic terrorists in their mind is anyone that supports a Christian, biblical worldview, our Constitution, and our Declaration of Independence, and believes that our founders were godly men working for a more perfect union and a limited government. Well, we're the bad guys.
Right, exactly. So, so life is more nuanced than a lot of this stuff. So, than what the simple lens that a lot of these people are looking through. But by the way, another interesting thing to come up, and I'm looking at the headline now, is that as we know, the Russian attack is not going well. So one thing, what do you do if your mission isn't succeeding? Well, you kind of reframe or restate your mission as a way of saving face. So one thing that happened a couple of days ago was that Russia said, okay, we're going to start reconfiguring our forces to concentrate on the liberation of the Donbass breakaway provinces. In other words, because we're stalled outside of Kiev and our soldiers are hungry because our logistics are totally incompetent, mm-hmm. We're not going to focus on taking Kiev anymore because, well, they can't. And so we're going to concentrate our forces in the east, which was ostensibly the whole reason that the war started in the first place. But it's basically an admission by Russia that, okay, this isn't going the way we wanted it to go, so we've got to kind of restate our mission.
And it started, it should be noted too, and this is something Vitaly shared in one of the videos that he and I did. This started, folks, back in 2014. Or was it 2014 when they took Crimea?
Yes.
So Russia has been carrying on a war against the nation of Ukraine for 8 years. It's been somewhat of a cold war, but it's been a war. And the fact that they have to go back and push back against quote unquote rebels within the provinces that they supposedly had already taken tells you what exactly the Ukrainian people have been saying, which is once the people in Crimea and in these other areas were under the Russians again, they realized how horrific the Russians were and wanted them out. Back with more after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code PASTOR GREG, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And as we do each and every Tuesday, it is my joy to welcome to the program the Matt Long Show and Hill Country Patriot Radio joins us here at Chosen Generation Radio with our audience. And Matt, welcome aboard. Great to have you, sir.
Thank you so very much. Always happy to be here with you on Tuesdays. Love our Tuesdays.
Absolutely. Me too. And enjoy our conversations that we have on Monday nights. Those are always a lot of fun. One of these days we may need to start recording those and calling them, you know, fireside chat or something along that line.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Then
yeah.
We have to be really careful about what they say, what we say, because, you know, I feel pretty free to speak on Monday nights with you.
Well, this is true. This is true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so you wanted to kind of talk about an article that you'd sent me from the Epoch Times about wokeism and CRT and is it a religion? I'm going to let you take a little lead, and then I will follow and respond to your questions.
All right. Well, the article I ran across in the Epoch Times was written by a pastor, and it had to do is wokeism the new is it a religion? And I have heard several people take the idea of the green movement as a religion, and so I started thinking, well, what makes up a religion? And I've heard Glenn Beck do this really well, but I don't remember all the steps he did. And but I like the idea that a religion has a group of tenets. Sometimes it's called dogma, but it's a group of tenets. It's either a collection of books or a collection of thoughts or ideas that, in order for you to be a member of that religion, whatever it is, you have to basically accept what is in the tenets of that religion. And I know you and I got off track and we were talking about, I said, well, does a tenet of Christianity is that Christ died and saved us and was raised, Christ died, was raised from the dead, ascended to heaven, and his sacrifices is what covers our sins. And we got off track talking about Christian organizations that weren't even sure if Jesus was actually any more than a man. But the tenets of the religion are the rules that make it all up. And then we have the missionaries. You have those go out and who are preaching, whether it's, I mean, you see the Mormons on your doorstep, you see the different Seventh-day Adventists on your doorstep. We have the same thing going on in wokeism. We have missionaries that are out on TV telling us all what we should think. I think that's a good start. What would you add to that?
Well, I think it's interesting because I'm looking at a definition for religion that says a particular variety of such belief, especially when organized into a system of doctrine and practice. And it's interesting to note that the first definition and the third definition of religion specifically address a supernatural power or a spiritual leader. I would suggest that this goes back to a little bit an article that I wrote that I would just encourage people to check out that's at the Daily Torch called The True Root of American Conservatism, which is missing. And I think the reason why the other side wins and why, and yes, I'll go along with that, their idea of wokeism is religious in its intent. In fact, the 45 goals, or one of the 45 goals of the Communist Party is to eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of the separation of church and state. And number 27, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Now, that is very much, in my opinion, a part of this dogma that is affiliated with wokeism. And wokeism, one of the pieces that's a part of this article is trying to explain what liberation theology is and the concept of that and what does that mean? There has to be an oppressor. There has to be an oppressed. They have to identify those. And it's about dividing and conquering and about how somehow that is what Christianity is really about. Christianity isn't about sin and salvation and heaven and hell. It is about setting the poor free. It is about causing those that are being oppressed to be able to overthrow their oppressors. And the rules within it in deciding who is oppressed and who is the oppressor are then left to men to create dogma and doctrine around.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. That's exactly what it is, what we're talking about. You know, in your definitions, and see, I did the same thing. I found out, first of all, when I started trying to find a definition for religion, that nearly everywhere I went, it said, this is not as an easy a question as it seems to be. And so some of the definitions included the belief, like you said, in a supernatural power or a spirit or something. And it made me think, who is the supernatural power that is in the woke side of things? And that power is the government. They see the government as the supernatural power to make it law for you to call a boy or a girl, or make it law to allow a boy to race in a swimming competition with the girls. These, and so this woke organization, their god is the government, because that is the only ruling that they would have to keep everybody in line.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting again that the hijacking even of the church, and that's what's being described in this 45 goals, is to basically hijack the church, hijack the history of the United States of America, hijack the idea of biblical Christianity and America being founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and begin to twist that and twist those. And you know, I mean, what we've been told essentially by the left is in the church, we've had it all wrong for 2,000 years. We were messing it up. We didn't understand. We have greater revelation and understanding today of what Paul meant. And the reality is in many circles, you know, Paul's a homophobe. Paul is a you know, what do they call that when you degrade women? They say Paul is right. He's a
toxic masculinity. And, you know, I've also heard that the rumor that Paul and Tim were lovers. Timothy, right? And have you heard that one?
No, I hadn't heard that, but of course they like to say that about Jesus and John, that Jesus and John were that. I mean, they created a play that, you know, targeted that particular situation and made things up about that they ran around and played and really, I think have messed with the heads of a lot of young people as a result of it.
You know, the idea that man is the creator, that goes back to Marxism, and in with the woke ideology is that man can change a boy into a girl, right? Mm-hmm. That man can change a girl into a boy. That man, through his behavior, can perfect our society. And that, I think, is the biggest difference between believers and non-believers. And the believers, we know that we are broken, right? We know that we are broken. Non-believers will say that, but we can make that perfect here on the earth. If everybody would just do what we say, then we can make that perfect here on earth. And those who are pushing this woke idealism, they believe that if we could all just fall in line, that we would create a perfect world. We would create a heaven here on earth. And so the God, man is the God in wokeism. Mm-hmm. Man is the God in Marxism. And man is the God, and that's where we can still call it religion. Wokeism is a religion. They just have a different God.
I would agree wholeheartedly. And I think where the church misses the boat is yes, Jesus Christ pronounced that heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That's the key. Repent. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. The difference here is that it's through this encounter with Christ and that change that happens in a man, old things passing away, all things becoming new. That's when heaven enters earth.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Look,
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, Matt and I were talking about wokeism as a form of religion, and there are some interesting things to understand about that too. One of the things that I think is important to grasp is when the efforts to try to de-deify Jesus Christ began. And the efforts to do that started very early on. In fact, you know, there was this Nicene Council that came together in order to try to get everybody on the same page in 425 AD. And within less than 1,000 years of that, you had a period, they call it the Enlightenment period, but you had a period where there was an effort to try to deconstruct all of Jesus's miracles and to disprove them, basically, by using science and logic and stories and making up stories. It's one of the reasons that when they were putting together the canon of scripture that was put together and making decisions on what books would be included and what books would not be included in that canon, they had to take into consideration the accuracy of testimony and the number of witnesses and how those witnesses coalesced relative to the story that was being shared. Not exact, because, you know, if you have, for example, an event take place, and you have three people who see it from three different angles, you're going to get some nuances that are going to vary relative to the description of what took place. In fact, in some traumatic events, you're going to get an entirely different suspect description from potentially three different eyewitnesses. That's why they'll bring them in and they have the people stand and they try to figure it out and they try to identify who these people are. And oftentimes that becomes very, very difficult, because for the individual that was there and watched it and saw it, there's you know, an event that took place, and we have humans trying to remember what happened. You have very much those same kinds of situations when you look at the Gospels, although you have stories that definitely align, and if you look at them through a first century Christian view, a first century Jewish perspective, you clearly understand and you can see that they are congruent with one another, and simply the fact that they are all included is more evidence to support the proof of the inerrancy and the accuracy of the Bible. If you were going to create a fantasy, you would not choose as an example women to be the one. Women were the first ones that announced the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And in those days, a woman's testimony was not even legally admissible. A woman wasn't allowed to bring testimony. Someone couldn't use a woman as a witness as defense of a particular act or crime. And so here we have a situation in the Bible where women play a prominent role. It also dispels the idea that the writers of the Bible and the patriarch model of father, mother, child, and so on is disrespectful or discounting to a woman. In fact, women are elevated to the place of being in a relationship that is like the church is to Christ. Well, the church is the bride of Jesus Christ. There is nothing that Jesus would not do to save the church, to the point that he laid down his life to redeem the people of the church. That's what he did, and opened the doors and said, "Come, sup with me." And if the church then in that picture is representative of the woman, then think about the position that Jesus Christ has placed the woman in and how significantly important that is. Paul talks about this when he talks about the body, and he says that the body is something that God has knit together. He's talking about the body of Christ, but he uses human reference for us to understand that. And that the hand doesn't say to the foot, "I have no need of you," and so on and so on. And then he talks about the places, the private parts that we hide, and yet he says that those are parts that are highly esteemed, highly necessary, given very important and significant duties. And when you think about the beauty of that, right? You begin to understand, you know, that you know, when he talks about it, he says someone may consider something to be a lesser vessel, and yet in God's eyes, He has taken that lesser vessel and elevated it to a level of significant importance. And it is important. So a husband is then commanded to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Well, what does that look like? Certainly doesn't look like an oppressee relationship. It looks like a place of honor. It looks like a place of love, a cherished place to be. And that's what makes the family dynamic work. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I hope that helps somebody. Husbands, I hope that helped you. Wives, I hope that helped you. And I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side. We're going to talk about the opioid crisis coming up with Dr. Claudia Kotkus right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.